Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, sir.
Today is October 20th, 2021, and we're here at the Gateway Center in Metro Atlanta. My name is Daniel Enger, and I have the pleasure of being here today with you, Barry. I'm grateful. Thank you very much for taking time to talk. Looking forward to hearing your story and to learning from you. And my first question for you, Barry, is a really big one. Namely, please tell the story of your life from the time you were a small child up to the present day. Please start by saying your name.
All right. Good morning. My name is Barry Keith Dupree. I was born in Atlanta, Georgia, 1959, at Grady Memorial Hospital. My mother, Johnny Mae Baker, raised me until the age of 17. Then I thought I was grown. I went to Turner High School. I was a superstar in sports. I pulled up from ninth grade to the 12th grade within 2 years. My mother is 94 years old. She's still living today. I got started into drugs, dropped out of school, played around a while, went to jail, went to prison for a year. Got back out, met a young lady that named Carmelita that gave me five healthy, beautiful sons. Keywan, Stefan, Dominique, Joshua, and Josiah. All my sons were born out of the projects. All my sons have grown up except my 19-year-old that got killed 7 years ago that I like to commit suicide about it. Started doing drugs and alcohol very severely. Stayed with all my boys until my last child was 14. We broke up after 31 years. I started doing drugs heavy. And 16 months ago, I was standing outside waiting on the drug man to bring me some more drugs. And I looked up in the clouds and I saw an image of my son, Joshua. And it's like he looked down upon me and said, "Daddy, get it together." So I went out, I used that night before, and I thought about what I had told him. 5 o'clock that morning, I told my son to pick me up. We went to a couple other homeless shelters. I found my way down to Gateway. That was on a Friday. They told me to come back that Monday. I came back that Monday morning, stayed in line, and they refused me at first and told me I had to be 7 days clean. I told them if I go back out, that I wouldn't survive. And the young lady told me to wait a minute. She called Mr. Demetrius Hepsel down. He got on me, talked to me like no other man talked to me in my life, but it woke me up. I needed that. I love him. I love Mr. Demetrius. So I entered Gateway on a walker. I worked my program. I have had hip replacement surgery. I have had two hernia surgeries since I've been here. I have had all my teeth removed. Now I have real teeth in my mouth. Well, teeth in my mouth. I can smile today. I recently went to Grady and found out that I have prostate cancer. But guess what? Gateway, the Upward Program, Mr. Demetrius Hepp, taught me a new way of living, a new way of thinking, a new way of expressing. He told me one time that you're gonna have peace, joy, and happiness in your life. I didn't know what he meant. I didn't. But I stuck and stayed. 15 months later, here I am, with teeth to smile, new hip with a new walk. Although I have been diagnosed with prostate cancer, I do not entertain that thought, because my higher power, which I call my God, have led me to understand that he would not put me through this path of living life right and turn me away. I don't entertain it. I have peace, joy, and happiness in my life now. I have joy. I have got a certificate for computer typing class last week. I am currently enrolled in the GE program. I got all this done through Gateway. Now, you might say, what's next? What's next for Barry Keith Dupree? I would like to further my education. I would like to be a counselor for drugs and alcohol, because I see the peoples that I was, there go I. When I go outside the door, I see where I was. And someone gave me help. Gateway is the most wonderful place I have ever known in my life. There should be more gateways. Hooray, Gateway. I'm a happy man today. I used to then be able to talk about my son that got killed, but I can talk about him with a smile on my face. I can hold my head up because I have peace, joy, and happiness. I wake up every morning with that joy in my heart. On them drugs and on them streets, I woke up worrying, wondering, just misery. Where would I be at without Gateway? Well, they said messing with drugs and alcohol, it's either three ways: jail, institution, or death. Gateway saved me from all three. I recommend Gateway for anyone that's in seeking recovery, especially in the Upward program. Mr. Jonathan Wells, Mr. Demetrius Hester, they're two different individuals, but one, you got the drill sergeant, which is Mr. Demetrius, and Mr. Jonathan Wells, oh my God, he taught me what drugs is, what it do to the mind, what it do to the body. But with that education that I got from both of those gentlemen, look at me today. I want to share what I got to whoever reaches out. I got something to say. I got something to do. I know what my purpose is in life now. I learned all this in Gateway. So for all the people that out here that see this message, I'm speaking to you right now with my heart. Seek help. Seek a program, call somebody, because with help, you can make it just for the day. My name is Barry Keith Dupree, and I just want to thank y'all for letting me share my story.
Barry, of all of the things you've accomplished or overcome in your life so far, what are you most proud of?
Being off drugs and alcohol, being able to think rational with a better thought. If you come with a better thought, you make better decisions. I never knew that I could make rational decisions that would benefit me better. Yeah, the old me would have took that diagnosis that I got and would have, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to keep moving because life is too precious to let it get destroyed. I mean, we talking about living here. Living. Living with a happiness. I mean, don't get it wrong. It's not gonna be roses, ice cream, and cake every day. But you're able to think about it rationally. You're able to analyze it better. You're able to see it clearly. That's my thought on that.
Barry, you've gained a lot of hard-fought wisdom from your experiences in your life so far. If you're invited to share your wisdom with school kids in your community, giving them guidance to live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives, what would you tell those school kids? What wisdom would you share?
Wake up in the morning happy. Go to school like your parents got you to go. Learn, get an education. A successful student will have a successful life. Be obedient to your parents. Don't let anyone peer pressure you to do the wrong thing. It's not going to be easy, but if you have a free will and a free mind to think and use that will, you will make better decisions. Get your education. Your future is in your hands. You can go wherever you want to go. All you got to do is want to go.
Ray, I'd like to turn to today, please, these days. Tell me, please, in what ways would you say that your life is going well these days? Please talk a little bit about how life is good for you at the present time.
Wow. Doing this interview, sharing my happiness instead of sharing my downfall. I have learned that problems gonna come. Decisions gonna have to be made. Are you gonna make the right decision all the time? No. We're human. Are we gonna make better decisions? Of course you will make better decisions because you're thinking better. Happiness, peace, and joy, there's no better high than those three. I'm getting chills right now even asking that question.
Well, how did that happen, Barry? What led to those things going well for you? Who or what has contributed most to your doing well these days?
I did. I had help with my counselors to guide me and teach me the way. But the only way that I was successful in where I am today, I wanted it. I had to make my mind up that I wanted a better way of living. I wanted a better life. I couldn't do it for my sons. I couldn't do it for my counselors. I couldn't do it for a friend. I had to do it for Barry. And once I came to that conclusion, the rest was easy.
Barry, now looking ahead, when it comes to living a healthy, safe, stable, and happy life, what are your hopes and dreams looking ahead?
You make me want to cry. My hopes and dreams are to make somebody's life better than what the streets are doing. To make somebody father or somebody mother happy that their child is out doing the right thing. I mean, I am a father of four now, five, one passed. My son yesterday came and showed me a brand new car he bought. Made me so proud that he thought about coming in to see his father at a rehab center. It showed me that me bettering my life is helping better their life. I mean, they came from the projects. I got one a manager, one a chef, one a deputy sheriff, and my baby boy, he's in warehouse work now. I didn't lose my sons to the street. I didn't lose Barry to the street, because Barry finally woke up. It took me some years. I was in addiction over 40 years. I'm 62 years old now, and I just started living.
Barry, what are some of the personal strengths you draw on as you pursue your hopes and dreams?
I couldn't walk. Now I can. I couldn't think. Now I can. I pull my strength on me knowing that I successfully got myself better. That I better myself enough to where I can help others to get the way I am. It was rough, but it wasn't rough for me because I wanted it. And that's what I want to strive in other people's. Don't do it for someone else. Do it for yourself. You do it for yourself. I mean, it's been 15 months, and God Almighty, it seemed like it was yesterday. I am great today. I want somebody else to be great. I want somebody else, mother, father, said, that's my child. Look at him. I go to see my mom, which is 94 years old, every other weekend. Every day that I go see my mother, she tell me, you looking better and better, son. My mother prayed for me. And with the strength of my higher power, I'm making it. I will always have this disease. It's one day at a time. I have to tell myself that every day. Am I cured? No. Long way from that. This disease will be with me for the rest of my life. but I will not let it take control of my life again. If I could help one that hear the words that come out of my mouth out of 20, I did something good. I stand on that.
Barry, what obstacles and challenges do you see standing between you and the realization of your hopes and dreams? What holds you back?
Nothing. The doctor just told me I got cancer. Stop me? Nah. I got more to come. I don't let nothing stop me. I'm motivated by my spirit. I have my spirit back. With my spirit, I can overcome anything. As long as I have that spirit and the will to do, it'll happen. Can't stop me now.
This is tricky, Barry, because my next question has really no sense right now, given your answer. What needs to be done so that the challenges and obstacles you face can be overcome so that you can realize your personal hopes and dreams? But you just said you face no challenges or obstacles right now.
Right. I mean, the thing that I could have stopped me in the past was me. Once I got out of me and got into a new way of living, you can't stop me. It's okay, let's put it like this. Let's say if I wanted to be a surgeon. Guess what? If I studied hard enough, I could accomplish that mission. Life is about challenging yourself. If you push yourself and wake up that next day after you push yourself and see that you made that one step closer, it won't hold you back.
Barry, allow me please to shift now to the community. First of all, when you think of a community that you belong to, mm-hmm. who are the people who make up your community?
All races, black, white, Mexican, Puerto Rican, all, you know. It's so much diseased out there. The number one disease is alcohol. See, I go out in front of Gateway and I see all this. And the drugs and the alcohol and the mental health problems. I mean, there's a lot of peoples out here that need help. And we as a society want to turn our back on it. And it's not right. You're going to get some that you don't want to entertain with. But the ones that you can entertain with, you just want to help. And, you know, everybody need help sometime. You just can't just ask them, say, what we said in the other program as far as relapse, when you get down to it, excuse my French, fuck it. Now you're off back to the races. We don't want to do that. I don't want to do that in society today. Because if I do that, what the world going to be? Everybody going to be just going to be I don't even want to imagine it. That's why I put my hands out to anybody that need help. Because I got that help. And what's wrong with someone just putting out a helping hand?
Barry, when it comes to living a healthy, safe, stable, and happy life, how would you describe the hopes and dreams of the people in your community?
Take away the drugs and alcohol. The ones that have mental health, help them. Drugs and alcohol have told communities up. I mean, it's not just the black neighborhoods. It's the inner city now. It's everywhere. You cannot go anywhere now without the drugs and alcohol taking over. Drugs and alcohol play on a long, painful destruction in people's lives today. You take that out the equation, boy, you got a beautiful, healthy world.
Barry, in your community, what are some of the strengths people draw on as they strive to realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives?
Somebody uplifting them, telling them it's going to be all right. Just tell them it's going to be all right. You'll be amazed. You will be amazed what a kind word to someone do. You know, a couple weeks ago, this one guy, he came in and got some help because I asked him to take a look in the mirror at himself. And I told him to come back and tell me about that. I woke up 5:30 that morning, he was in line. Now he in the program. Come on, come on. Yeah, it just, oh man, I got peace and joy. I haven't just talking about it, helping people. Where would I be at if I wouldn't have had someone that feel like I feel right now? Mr. Demetrius, Mr. Wells, I thank them. Everybody in Gateway, everybody. Raphael, I just saw him today. He powers me. He introduced me to somebody today and said, see, this how used me as a success stepping up, you know, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud of me for being able to do that. If I can get more people to see that, it'll be more help. This young lady that got this program going on, I just want to thank you. I just want to tell you right now, thank you. Without y'all, it wouldn't be I.
Barry, again, focusing on your community, mm-hmm. What challenges and obstacles make it harder for people in your community to realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? What holds people back in your community?
Like I say, the drugs. The drugs and alcohol. You have to sit out in front of Gateway and just see. You know what I mean? Their motivation is, I want one more. That's what tears up the community in a nutshell, that one more. Everybody that's destroying their life right now, they'll go out. I'm just speaking for me, you know. All I wanted, I didn't care about nothing else. The only thing I wanted was that one more. That one more hit. That one more drink, that one more smoke, that one more time with this woman, that one more destruction that destroys the whole community. And until we rectify that, I mean, it gonna be what it is. I mean, it's just destruction. Can it be fixed? Yeah, it can be fixed. Clean the neighborhood up. Get people help. Open up more shelters. Get more counselors, more people to help. More people like you interviewing. You know, get people to see their life that it can be better if they try. You know, it's I said, teach one, learn one. You know, I mean, if one addict see another addict getting heals back, it motivate him to do better. And that's what we need, instead of everybody just throwing a blind eye to it and say, move it out the way. Come on, let's get together and let's fix it. Real simple. It ain't never time. I got plenty of that. Hopes and dreams. Everybody have a hope. Everybody have dreams. Let's give the dreams back to the community.
Barry, you wisely foresaw my next question already. Let me to ask it and see if you have, if there's anything you'd like to add. What needs to be done so that the challenges and obstacles you mentioned can be overcome and people in your community can realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? Do you have anything to add to
instead that? Instead of putting people out on the street, raid the dope man, lock the dope man up, get him out of the community. If there's no dope, it'll be better life. Period. I know. I was an addict. Still an addict. I fight it every day. But am I different? No, I'm not different. It's just that you give a person, you uplift a person of just an inch, and they want it, they motivate themselves to just keep it going. I mean, that's what I did, you know. And just Gateway Center just gave me a helping hand and said, here you go. And it was up to me to make that rational decision, what I can do now. And don't entertain the negativism out there, because you're going to have that. Even if you lock them up, you still going to have it. You just got to put it in your head that you want better. It works if you work it.
Barry, imagine yourself as a powerful leader, a powerful decision maker who can really make things happen. Mm-hmm. As a powerful leader, how would you change the system to help people in your community to realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? As a leader, how would you change the system?
I would make a place like Gateway. In that day, around the building, I would put a mirror. I'm going somewhere with this now. I'll put a mirror around it. It will be a mirror. The world will be in a mirror. And I will have over the mirror a sign that take a look at yourself. That's all you gotta do, just take a look at yourself. I did that. I came in here at 190 pounds. I weigh 234 now, even with the man-made so-called disease that I have that I don't entertain. But if I was a leader and had it, able to do it, I wouldn't focus on keeping them on the ground. I would focus on letting them see themselves, because a lot of people just don't. As Michael Jackson used to say, it's a man, a woman in the mirror. Look in the mirror. You might be surprised. might make you want to change some things. And they don't, a lot of them don't see that.
And finally, Barry, imagine you had $1 million. And you could spend it to help your community realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives. How exactly would you spend that money?
I would get me, that's an easy question, no, sir. I would buy me $1 million worth of gateways and get me $1 million worth of employees to run it. Because, wow, I mean, talking about a life changer. Talking about a life changer. Thank you, Gateway. You saved my life.